Hi, this is coming soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Daisy.
And I'm Hector, my bad.
And today we're joined by our cousin and Daisy's sister.
Everybody.
Vivi. Say hi, Vivi.
Hi.
She was about to say hi, Vivi.
Okay.
It's because she's wearing everybody's shirt.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so today we're doing the 1990 movie Edward Scissorhands.
That should be weird.
Oh, yeah. So basically the story of Edward Scissorhands is just Edward Scissorhands. This one Avon lady, she's a Avon lady representative or whatever. She has trouble selling her stuff. So she decides to go to this one creepy ass house, like at the end of the cul-de-sac where she lives in suburbia.
Because she was super desperate.
Yeah, she was desperate. And then she goes inside the house and then she meets Edward Scissorhands. And then she just takes him with her because she's all like, oh, like, you're by yourself. So I'm just gonna take you into my house, you know.
Yeah, and something that bugged me is that when they were driving, these ladies that lived in the neighborhood were, like, staring at them and being, like, nosy. Chismosas, you know. And, like, I was like, they have nothing better to do, but it's super annoying. But I didn't like how, like, the lady was just good with it. If it was me, I would be really mad.
Yeah. But
we all do that. Like, if someone walks down our block, we're like, look at that. And we all go to each of our windows.
Especially our moms. Our moms are very chismosas.
But we keep it in with each other. They're, like, to the max. Like, they go out and they knock on her door and they're like, so, who's that person you brought? It's, like, annoying. So
yeah, so that's basically the story. Like, the lady taking in Edward Scissorhands and then, like, stuff ensues. Like,
oh, wait, but you gotta be clear.
Okay.
He has scissors for hands.
Yeah, he's... Because basically an inventor who is played by Vincent Price, he makes Edward out of a robot, right? It was like a robot?
Well, I kind of had understood.
It's a robot.
It's because he started this factory kind of thing in the castle haunted house thing. Vincent Price would
start your timer. Let's see how long this has to take.
So he's trying making Edward out of all those, like, tools and, like, extra parts he had laying around. And what I never understood is why make him first, like, animatronic and then put in, like, the human body parts.
So, robot or no?
Yes, he was made out of robot parts. And then later he was, like, made into a human.
Oh, okay.
So the main character in this movie is Johnny Depp. He plays Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm. And then it's Winona Ryder. Yeah. And then it's
Diane
Weiss. She's the Avon lady. I love her. She's so cool. She's from, what's it called?
She's from Weiss Side.
No, she's from, what's it called? That Pieces or something like that? That show with Colin Hanks and, like...
Oh, Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces. She plays a mom.
That's her, huh?
Yeah.
What happened to that show?
It's still going on.
I don't know. I think it's still going on.
It's still going on. This is not on... They still got to put out the new season.
Yeah. So that's basically it. Like, Diane Weiss takes Edward into her house, and then, like, everybody falls in love with him, like the ladies in suburbia, like the dads, like, whatever about it.
Let me ask you a question. This is my first question of the day.
Okay.
You know how Edward Scissorhands has his last name is, like, because he has scissors for hands, so Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm. Dulce, would you be Dulce Glass on Face?
No, because that's not on my hands.
What would be your name then?
What would be
your last name?
She's just a regular person.
In the movie, though, that's not his last name. His name's just Edward. But the movie, it's Edward Scissorhands.
It's just...
But nobody in the movie calls him Edward Scissorhands.
They just put that name because it's so odd.
Yeah.
With Dulce just wearing glasses.
But no, I'm saying, what would be your name?
My name?
Yeah, last name.
Because
it's a question, that's why.
No, but
answer your question. You then, what's your name?
I'm not a robot that somebody else made and somebody else found. Like, Edward's like an oddity.
Was made by your parents.
And they gave her a name. And
you know
her name.
You know how in comedy you're just supposed to say yes and?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's only when the joke's good, Hector.
What was the question, first of all?
Next question.
Okay, I have a question. You know, because the Avon lady, like, she sells from door to door.
Yes.
Would you guys be able to do that? Go selling stuff door to
door? No, because I have a job.
Okay, well, say that was the only job you could do.
No, I would be really frustrated if I don't get, like, sales. Mm-hmm. But also, I would be kind of more, like...
aggressive.
Not that, but more... what's the word? It starts with P.
Productive. Patient?
Persuasive.
Yes.
Persuasive.
Persuasive.
Yeah. Like, they about to hit her.
And yeah, I feel like I would like convince them or maybe even peer pressure them into.
I wouldn't even go door to door. I get so like paranoid. I would be like, oh my god,
this can't even talk to our mailman.
Oh yeah, yes, I can. I wouldn't even be. I would just quit the job and just find another career. That sucks.
Yeah.
No offense.
No offense if you sell Avon.
Yeah.
Like, I personally, I love Avon products. Because I remember I remember they would bring them, like, at work, whatever. And then sometimes I would buy. Or, like, my mom had this friend who...
I remember her.
Would also sell Avon stuff. And then I would look through the products. Book. No, actually, it was pretty good.
Yeah, we had bars of soap that we still have now.
Soap, I only use Dove. Okay?
Me too. I relate to her because my mom would get those Avon... Mary Kay and
Ashley.
She would go like to Santa Ana, where like my
tia would. Shout out to my tia Lupe.
She would get like those like little pouches of them. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I really liked of Avon was the lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those and
are cute.
Yeah, I can never get that again.
Yeah, they sell them at the San Fernando Swami. They have posts where the ladies.
They're all fake.
Okay. No, it's actual Avon.
One thing that I compared Avon to is, remember the Scholastic School Fair catalogs? That's one thing I do miss about elementary and Scholastic? Middle school. Not even middle school, elementary. Yeah. Where they would, every month, they would come out with the Scholastic catalog thing, and then you would look through it. I remember just buying a whole bunch of stickers, saving up my pennies, my money, and then like the catalog, you write in like whatever you want, books. I remember that's like
how big was that envelope that you just sent pure pennies?
No, I would have to exchange it. Like,
and basically,
the mailman must have been pissed that you.
No, you do it through the school. You do it through the school.
You give it to the teacher.
To the teacher and the teacher. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you just got envelopes. The
teacher would be mad at you.
Yeah, and also, this is not bringing home pennies.
I, that's one thing I do miss, the Scholastic book thing. Yeah, that to me was, I loved it so much. Another thing I wanted to ask was, if you were the Avon lady, would you bring Edward home with you?
I'd bring him home.
For what?
I wouldn't.
For what? What were you going to do with him home?
First,
like, help him.
He was old as hell. He probably lived there.
First of all, I would never even go to the house.
Yeah, me either. I would never go to that house.
And if I did, because of this reason... of some sort of reason.
Yeah.
Or event.
Okay.
Then I would probably call the police. Yeah. And be like, I found this weirdo.
But
come help.
Why would you call the police?
I found this weirdo in his own house. Come help.
Yeah. His own house.
You know what?
Because he's alone and confused.
Yeah, like a welfare check.
Why would you even go inside the house?
I wouldn't.
That's
but say that if you had to. I would call the police and be like, you need a welfare check on this person. Like,
you know, welfare check.
He's not even like documented to be existing.
Wow. Exactly. So where do you think he's from?
Huh? He's from like, he's a robot basically. Like,
so he's an illegal alien.
No, because he doesn't, like he doesn't have I don't even know how the hell it works. He doesn't have a heart. Like, but remember he did that one cookie thing or whatever?
Yeah, and those, that's his heart.
And not only that, but in this part, the dad gave him, well, he called it lemonade, but it was like beer or like alcohol. Oh. And then he puked the
Let
next
me tell you
day
this
when
one...
he saw lemonade.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if he's a robot, how can he puke?
Let me just say one thing before I keep going. This movie is weird. Who thought of it? Who wrote
Tim Burton.
Who likes it?
Tim Burton didn't write it.
Tim Burton directed
it. Directed
it.
But it was a lady who wrote it.
A lot of people like it.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know
like
what gets to it. I've been telling you to this like since we were coming up to it. Why is this a hit?
Why was this
a hit?
I
was
can
it
understand.
Weird?
It's different.
I can understand.
Yeah,
why.
I think if it was okay, go ahead.
I understand why it was like a hit then. Yeah. Obviously, maybe a lot of people don't know it now, but I would understand why it was good.
Like, maybe, I mean, Tim Burton was known back then, right? Yeah. Like, he was already, like, known, right?
Yeah, and he would work a lot with Johnny Depp.
Because I think it was, what's it called? Beetlejuice was first, right? Beetlejuice was first?
I think so.
We already did Beetlejuice. We should know, but I don't
remember. I think because I just finished watching Cars 3 on Netflix. Shout out to Cars 3.
Tim Burton
Shout out
that?
To Doc.
No. No.
I don't know the
I'm just saying, I finished seeing Cars 3, so it was a really good movie.
Okay, get this movie.
And then I saw Edward Scissorhands, and I'm like, what is this? What have I watched? And I've seen it before, but I forgot about it. And then I'm like, why? Why is this happening?
You've never seen it?
I have seen it.
Okay, I think it's because, like I said, maybe Beetlejuice came first, right? I think it was in the 80s, Beetlejuice, maybe.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I wonder what this director is going to do next.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a good director, you're like, I'll be on board with whatever he does. That's how I am with Kevin Smith. I support Kevin Smith, so whatever he does, I'll go watch it. Because I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do, but I'll still watch it. See, so I think with him, it's the same thing. Like, it's a weird movie where you're like, oh, wow. Like, I'm going to watch it because I support this director.
Mm-hmm. But see, like, people already had, like, a mindset for Tim Burton because he made, like, odd movies. So they're understanding.
They understand so what they're getting.
Yes, yeah. So
because I watched this very late and I've already seen odd movies. That I see this one and I'm like, how is this not like an indie movie? Like, this is very weird.
It is. Yeah, it is weird. That's one thing that I was just like, where the hell is this going? Like, I've seen this movie before many times because Lupita loves this movie so much too.
I've seen it twice.
But I'm just
what
like.
Happened to her?
I'm just kidding. Shout out to Lupita. We saw her yesterday.
I don't think she listens to this.
No, she doesn't. But yeah, like, it's just a weird movie. And I think it's because it's Tim Burton, you're just gonna go along for the ride. And it is, yeah, like, the whole time I'm like, okay, where is this going? And to me, it's like, I know it's a movie, like, a well known movie and stuff. But to me, it's like, what's the point of this movie?
Exactly. That's
and
what I was going
this
to.
This is the type of movie you just have to sit back and enjoy.
No,
like,
let me
there's no, like, you can't really explain what Edward is.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of intuits he's a robot, but not exactly because he does have human characteristics. And there's so many things that when you look deeper into it, you can't explain. So it's just like, just it's a kid's movie. You just sit back
That's
and
a kid's
watch
movie?
It. It's a kid. It was the 80s, Hector.
Okay,
let me ask
you
another question real quick.
Okay.
If this movie came out now. Flop or not?
I think it would flop because people will expect more now.
It depends who's directing it.
Yeah,
him, still.
If it's him, I think they still would want to watch it. Like, Tim Burton is such a well-known person that you're like, oh, I want to watch his stuff.
So, Dutra, if you saw that commercial on TV, would you...
watch it.
Go pay to see it in theaters.
It depends who's in the movie.
The same cast.
I love Winona Ryder, so yes.
And But
what's the other Winona Ryder that you saw recently?
Heathers.
Recently.
Stranger Things.
Oh, movie.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
She's in there recently.
Is that the last movie she came out in?
That's not in The Invitation. But
is it The Invitation?
She's
not yet.
You're not yet.
It's because I don't like romantic comedies.
But you're going to watch this.
But you're
but this
Winona
is a...
Ryder,
Winona Ryder. Why don't you go watch it?
Kevin Smith does a romantic comedy. Would you go see it?
Yeah.
With Winona Ryder?
Why don't you go with Winona Ryder?
I don't think she likes Winona.
Aren't you supporting all these actors and directors?
That's it. Let me find out your...
Why are you guys giving me a third degree here?
This gotcha dirt journalism, don't say.
We should be reporters.
I think...
We should.
Yeah, I think it's like,
yeah,
it depends
should,
who's, like, okay, we went to go see, sorry to bother you, Hector.
Yes.
We didn't know what the hell it was going to be.
No, that's
we went
different.
To go see, okay, but we didn't know
Wait,
the director.
You want
to
know why?
Sorry to bother you.
You want to know why I was to watch that?
Lakeith.
Support the brothers.
I did it for Lakeith.
Beige brothers.
And Lakeith and Steven Yeun.
Glenn.
I saw it because of, and Tessa Thompson. That's why I went, I'm like, oh, let's go watch this movie, Hector.
Yeah,
like,
support the culture.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's like,
you
if it was, if somebody else was in it, like three different actors that I didn't like or I didn't care about, I would not go see it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, if you know that someone that you like is in the movie, you're going to go watch it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So, okay. So another question that I was going to ask is, like, one of the things that happened is, like, what era is this in? Okay, it's like, the beginning of the story, Winona Ryder is an old lady, and she's telling a story to her granddaughter.
Yeah. And she was a bitch.
You know? Who?
The granddaughter.
No, she wasn't.
And she was like, why is it snowing?
Wait,
why don't you go to bed?
See, like, Vivi thought that it wasn't Winona Ryder, no. And it was an actual, like, they got an old lady for that part. And it literally looked like her.
It would have been more convenient to just grab a random old lady instead of doing.
Why more convenient? You're going to pay.
Hours of makeup?
But so as opposed to
you can pay the old
paying
lady,
an old lady.
She wasn't the difference.
Who knows? Maybe she's not a good actress. You have Winona Ryder. Why not use her?
Yeah, put a shit ton of makeup on her and just use her.
So. What era was this in?
What era?
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking.
Because she's telling it from a long ass time ago.
What
so
about
is this the 50s or 60s?
This is what I think. I think
it looks very 60s. I want to say almost 70s because there's a lot of funky colors.
This is what okay. I think. I think Winona Ryder.
I thought you said a bad word.
Funky.
You said funky. I know.
Funky fresh. I think Winona Ryder is fucking crazy. And she has Alzheimer's, and she dreamt
Alzheimer's?
This story.
She just
I think that's what happened.
Kid and laid it's just
like let me tell you a story.
Yeah, let me tell you a story.
Can you answer the question?
I think no. I'm telling you this is what happened.
She said it. Maybe it's the 70s.
I think it's like the early 1920s.
No,
they have TVs back then.
I think it's like that time.
I think like it's the 70s.
I think it's 2010.
No, that'd be like too much.
No, because Winona Ryder's telling the story, and it's not. What is she telling the story from?
What year is she?
2019.
Okay. What year is Winona Ryder in?
That's why. Like, who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe it's supposed to be like a timeless. Because
if she's like 20, yeah. If she's like 20, and let's say that she then like she's in 20. My bad. If she's let's say she's 20 in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's old as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's 60, so yeah, I could be like, yeah.
But she looks extra wrinkly.
Well, what's makeup?
90 or something.
Maybe she's about to die. Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, you guys, mm-hmm. What would you do if you found someone in your room like that? How, like, a Winona Ryder found him laying in her bed.
I would start screaming.
I'd start screaming and probably roll.
That's actually one of my fears. Like, whenever
Edward
I...
Edward Scissorhands being
no, bed. Not someone being in my room. Like, whenever sometimes I go pee in the middle of the night, I take my phone with me. And then when I... Because I turn off all the lights. And then when I come back from taking a piss, like, I have my phone on. And then I look around to see if anybody's in my room. Because that's, like, one of my worst fears.
Yeah. I would
because
run.
This door can easily open.
I would scream.
How about not say it in a podcast?
I would scream and run. And I would be, like, screaming my mom.
I was going to say I would attack him. Mm-hmm. But he got scissors for hands.
And you don't know this. You don't know. It's a stranger.
But still, he looks... Like, in the movie, he looks scary. Like, how yeah. The Living shadows... At, like,
you know what's even weirder?
Mm.
Why did they let the little boy sleep in there with him?
When?
Didn't they have bunk beds?
No.
Oh, never mind.
He's sleeping in Winona Ryder's room.
Never mind. I was thinking about...
Winona Ryder.
They're sleeping in the bunk bed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And this
yeah,
is,
that's creepy.
This is something else that happened. Well, hey, would you guys, like, sleep in the water bed?
No.
Yes, I want to try it out.
I feel like that would be very uncomfortable.
I remember
I had a
coworker who she told me that she would sleep on a water bed, and she said it was so bad because, like, there's no support, so she would just be flopping around. And she's been living in, I mean, sleeping in this bunk bed, I mean, in this water bed for years. So
why
she
did
said,
she have it?
I don't know, I forgot how she said she had it, but I remember her telling me, and she said that it would hurt her back because there was no support. And then she's like, the water's probably so old, it smells and
ew,
stuff like
that.
So yeah, because of the still ass water.
Style.
Yeah, and so, like Edward just like pops it with his scissors.
Yeah,
so it's like ooh. I wonder like how they fixed that. Did they ever notice like that he popped all the holes in the water?
I think
bed?
They never said anything.
Imagine all the water damage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a nightmare.
Mm. Hill House.
What?
It's a show.
Oh yeah.
So another thing. Let me see.
Come on, you guys, read a question.
Would you let Edward out cut your hair?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Those cuts weren't for me.
Those haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Like,
first off, if he could cut hair, why don't he cut his own damn hair?
Yeah. His hair was shitty.
This is how I always think about. If you a barber, and I see your hair, and it don't look good, I'm not going to you. What? Because it's like, if you're going to cut my hair, why don't you cut your hair?
But I don't think he had mirror with him in the house. Because he only stayed up in the attic, which was weird.
Yeah, but, that was the weirdest part of the movie.
We had Vincent Price's and old dead body in the bottom of the house. I wouldn't go there either.
And he's like, why is he dressed in all leather?
Because maybe that's what's keeping him
together. Because he's a leather daddy.
He was an invention, so I'm pretty sure that's what they put on him. So this is
probably keeping them together.
What, leather?
Red leather, yellow leather.
Also, okay, another thing. One thing I did have a problem with this movie, okay, is when narrator kind of falls in love with Edward, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Would you
be
able to fall in love with someone who's a simpleton like that? Because he's a straight up simpleton. Like,
what's simpleton?
A dum-dum.
What's simpletons?
Well, no, but also, like, you're just wrecking on Edward. Like,
yeah.
Team Edward,
you damn Jacob team.
I would be mad if someone was a simpleton and had, like, access to education, but Edward was just locked up.
Okay, but
he's trying to find him.
The whole thing of the story is, like, her.
Why he is one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First off, she never got with him. He's still in that damn castle making snow.
Yeah, but she kind of did fall in love with him at the end.
You know what's weird?
But to me, ew.
Why does she go visit him? She knows where he lives.
Yeah, I don't know. It just then ends like that.
She must have not really been in love with him. Maybe
she's like, it started snowing, and everybody knows why, but I've never seen him.
Where does he get that block of ice?
Yeah, that's what bothered me.
Maybe he has an ice machine?
He has several blocks of ice and ice sculptures. One of the ice sculptures, by the way, looked hollow. So you could tell it was all plastic.
They're not going to have real ice.
Wait, it's at the end of the movie. They ran out of the budget.
I don't know what you're expecting.
Well, they have the budget to make Winona Ryder
I like to see
old.
When you film. I'm not probably not going to see those movies. Because it might be too long, first of all.
They're going to be like four-part movies about socks.
But yeah, like, obviously you need practical effects, so they're not gonna really use ice because it melts.
Well, yeah, but they could be using something else, or like not
like
the
what?
Plastic
what?
Hollow.
What would you use? Because besides-
obviously the plastic's gonna be reflective. I don't know, glass.
Hey, okay, guys.
Next question. Thank you, Daisy.
What would you do if your friend / boyfriend or girlfriend told you to steal? Would you do it?
No. Okay, so let me just tell you why I wrote that, because in the movie, Anthony Michael Hall is in this movie. He plays Winona Ryder's boyfriend.
By the way, he's been in 16 Wishes.
No, 16 Candles.
And 16 Wishes.
And the
and
Breakfast 16 Club.
Wishes. And Breakfast Club.
He wasn't in
16
Wishes.
He wasn't in 16 Wishes.
He was, in 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, The Dead Zone, stuff like that. The
I'm
going to
tell you this right now. No.
Yeah, okay, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what
Would
happened.
You?
No.
But let me, because I have morals. But let me tell you this.
Sorry.
Can I just tell you why I brought it up?
You got a teacher.
She was like, I have morals.
I have morals.
Okay, well, let me tell you why I brought it up. Because Winona Ryder's boyfriend, Anthony Michael Hall, he wants to buy a car. But his dad's not letting him buy a car with his, like, he has, like, you have to earn the money. So the boyfriend's all like, okay, I'm gonna steal from my dad because everything's insured, and if I steal from him, I can sell the stuff and buy a car.
Where does he think the money's? How do you think he's gonna be like in the car?
I don't know, but so then they because the boyfriend notices that Edward can pick locks, so that's why they use Edward to steal from the dad.
Yeah.
So, and Edward gets caught because the alarm. Yeah. And Winona Ryder like convinces Edward to do it, and Edward knew that it was his house, yeah. But he still did it because he like is in love with Winona Ryder.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it even if I was in love with anybody. Anyway, so another thing I wanted. Okay, you guys choose. Hmm. Do you think Winona Ryder looks better with that blonde hair that she had in the movie, or black hair from Heather's?
I think black hair because it makes her face pop.
It looks very 90s, and like it looked nice how she had it, and it goes along with her.
Mm-hmm.
Black hair, next
but originally she's like a blondie. Like I don't know if you saw like in the picture.
That hair looks nice. The one that she had in the picture.
But when she was little, you saw like she had a long blonde hair.
But it looked smooth in the movie. Her hair looked dry.
Yeah, because it's a wig.
She needs some help. They have the budget to make it look old.
Oh my god. You don't know how much money they had.
How much is in the budget?
Why are you looking at
it? Look it up.
Okay, hold on.
Over here, bet you'd be like $30.
Well, okay, the reason this movie isn't an indie movie is because Universal backed it up. Universal was a big company. They have the money. They have the money.
For what?
For a good wig.
She did have a good wig. She had the driest wig. Y'all gonna spit a question or what?
It's because I was looking at.
I noticed this thing.
Okay, hold on. Well, first, let me talk about this.
Let's do this first.
This one. I wrote down. Do you think he poops? Do you think Edward poops?
I mean, he eats.
I mean, he was eating food. He doesn't need food to
Let's say yes.
But first of all, if he did, how could he take all that time taking off that leather?
Maybe he has a flop or something.
Maybe he uses it as fuel.
The budget was $20 million.
Oh my god, yeah, she looked
The box office quadrupled. It was 86. So they had the budget.
How much was it?
$20 million.
They made like a quadruple profit. Like,
okay. How much was it?
But how much was the budget?
$20 million.
That's not enough.
No, that's not a lot. What is considered a little bit is like $4 million. Okay? And then like, for example, and then this was enough to get
I'm sorry that you saw that it was hollow, okay?
Boo, I remember, we're over that question.
Boo, fucking who? Okay,
I know.
The biggest problem with Edward Scissorhands is the wig from Winona Ryder and the hollow ice sculpture.
Okay, so...
All in all, 5 stars.
So at the end of the movie, Edward and... what's his name? Jim, I guess that's the name of... Anthony Michael Hall's character, they get into a fight and like Jim tries to kill Edward. And then at the end, Edward kills Jim. And then I wrote down, Daisy said, it's not like Jim's dad would care about his death.
Oh, I understand now.
So was that justified? Do you think it's justified that?
No, they don't care. But they're not going to like.
I mean, what are they going to do to Edward?
Where's the body?
No, Winona said he was dead.
He was dead because the roof caved in.
Who?
No, but...
Edward.
I said that they probably didn't care about his death because it's not like... Because, like, he... All throughout the movie, he said how, like, much... Like, how his dad didn't care about him.
Yeah, his... Well, I think that's from his point of view, Jim's point of view.
Yeah.
But Jim was, I think he was, like, his character is supposed to be an asshole, so when he dies, you don't really care. You're like, oh, good thing, you know, that he died.
He's poisoning Winona Ryder's mind and body.
I guess.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, like, I want to talk about that lady. The lady that basically, the bored housewife.
Oh.
The one that she...
fucks like, everyone?
Yeah. Fucks, like, the guys and, like, tries to fuck Edward. And Edward's just saying, oh, she tried to have sex with me or whatever. She's like, she got naked or something like that.
Yeah. Nobody paid attention. Everybody just was like...
Well, yeah.
Because, I don't know. What is the moral of this story?
I don't know.
Vivi.
To accept the unknown. Like, to love the other, even though they seem foreign and scary, they might have the heart of gold. Like, Edward was pretty nice to everybody. He always meant well.
But everybody was
still scared of him because of his appearance.
Okay. I can understand that. Like,
so you're going to treat Uggos better now?
I have to if it's my job.
Wait, what the hell?
She has morals.
Wait,
who? No, I think so.
Uggos.
Eggos, yeah. Eggo, she has to let my ego.
She has to let go.
Ugly people, Daisy.
She's very vain.
She's very vain.
Dutza is.
Yeah.
She knows she is.
I know I am. Okay, another thing I was reading, I don't know if this is correct, but I'm going to pretend it is. I read, like, a trivia saying that Edward Scissorhands is kind of like a... It's, like, kind of like Tim Burton's teenage years, how he would be, like, a loner and stuff like that.
I have scissors for hands.
No, but he saw himself as a loner. So he kind of based... Edward Scissorhands on himself, you know, when he was younger.
He has the hair that matches.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Probably. I don't remember.
No one has it.
But yeah, like, I guess that's the thing. Like, he was very lonely as a teenager / young kid. But I don't know where I was going to go with that. I'm sorry.
I was wondering that too.
So it was a part of trivia. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah. What did you guys think about this movie then?
I liked it. I've always liked it. I grew up watching it.
You didn't grow up watching it.
I grew up, and as I grew up, I watched it. No.
Fucking mad.
No, you didn't. You grew up, one day you watched it, you decided you liked it, and you just kept on watching it. You didn't grow up watching it.
This movie came out in 1990. I was 1999. Watching it when
you were, like, in second grade?
No. Yes, I watched all these movies very young. All the
As you can tell, they're sisters.
They're sisters, and they're loving sisters, and they never bicker like this. We're all very shocked, because this is the first time this is happening. I am so surprised that this is happening right now.
I have another thing.
Okay.
Do you think Edward can die?
No.
No. Nah. Why?
Because, I mean, he can live so long without food and all other necessities and even without a human connection that it's just, like, what would even kill him? He could die if somebody, like, physically killed him. Like,
or, like, decapitated him and break his arms and stuff like that.
Yeah. Dead dude.
I'm just saying, like, maybe that's how he would die. Another thing. But if you were a writer, why would you tell your grandchild this story?
Because you're trying to scare him.
Because the
granddaughter. Are you trying to scare them?
The granddaughter maybe. Was being a chismosa and she asked for it.
Basically.
That's true. She's like, why is it snowing?
This is the vibe.
You know what? You know what? I just explained. This is Vivi.
That's what I was
saying. This is Vivi. She's like, why is it snowing? Well, when I was younger.
It all started when I was younger.
My mama used to do Avalon. And then she brought Gaiho, Avon. She brought a guy home. After that, he loved me. He killed my boyfriend. All in all, I told him that he died too, but he making snow now. That's Mimi.
But way longer.
Way longer, though. She would actually last longer than the movie.
And do you think Edward would ever come back down to the town ever again?
No, he's scared. And he knows he doesn't belong.
But he's so lonely up there.
But one thing I didn't understand is that why didn't Winona Ryder go visit him?
That's her own fault. Like, that's her business.
Like, she could have easily just gone up with her little legs, climbed up, and said hello, and then...
She's like, and I never saw him again. And
maybe people would be suspicious as to why are you going
when you're there? Old as fuck, they don't give a damn no more.
Just go around.
They'll probably give you a ride all the way up there. Like, what's this old lady with a walker climbing up the mountain?
Just tell them I'm just appreciative. I don't know. They probably know.
Just that be like, I'm selling. Just walk up and be like, I'm selling at Avon.
They probably know that she loves him, so she's probably just visiting the house. You can just say, I'm just visiting the house. I can be like closer to him, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
So, what do you think she married?
Just a rando.
Just a rando?
Yeah. I think it's a rando. Who would you be in this movie? Who do you think? So who do you think Vivi would be in
Winona
this movie?
Winona Ryder, old lady.
Okay.
Old lady.
Who do you think Daisy would be?
Winona Ryder, young lady.
No, I don't think so.
No, she's the mom.
I think she's too serious.
She's the mom.
No, good
day. No. Maybe. But she'd be
maybe
more
I'm
like
the dog.
Stupid.
Was there a dog?
Yeah, there's always several dogs.
There's always a dog. Who would I be?
You would be the mom's trying to sell Avon.
Avon.
Yeah, but yeah.
I wouldn't be one of the chismosas? Like with a fat chismosa?
No, I think so. You would be the predator
the
trying to.
The religious one.
No, yeah, that's fucked up.
You are the religious one because you have morals.
I feel.
So who would Hector be?
Okay, so I said that he would be part of the dad because, like...
He don't care.
He doesn't care about anything and he's just there.
That's definitely me. I really
that's
the
true.
Dad. Because the dad was just like, okay. And that's me. I'm just like, okay.
So what would you guys
like,
give this... Oh.
Like his wife just brought home a random person like, yeah.
That's true. He was just like, whatever. Alan Alda, I think.
He was the best part of the movie because he's just like, my wife's crazy.
Like, it's okay. I let my wife do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
What would you guys give this movie?
But he was a good person.
Out of what?
Out of 5 stars.
I'll give him 3 scissors.
I give
hands.
It a 3.5.
I give it a 4.
3.
I give it a 3.4.
Okay. 3.4?
I give it a 3.
It's a 4.
0.2.
Okay. So, the next movie we're going to do, I was going to choose Drop Dead Gorgeous, but I don't think I have it.
Yes,
like,
you do.
Lupita took it.
Then ask for it.
Okay, we'll do Drop Dead Gorgeous. I really like that movie.
I love that
Why
movie.
Was she making her own podcast?
Competition.
Okay, so we're gonna, the next movie is Drop Dead Gorgeous. Do you guys have any shout outs? Oh my god. Okay, yeah, sure.
Start the clock. So,
2019, by the way.
Oh, happy New Year's.
Yeah, happy New Year's.
Shout out to that.
I would give shout outs to did we already talk about the Hill House?
No. Okay, no. Me too. I'd like to shout out
The Haunting of Hill House. So like I watched it by myself on a Saturday. Like I started it and I finished it that day, and then the next day I told Ruby and Daisy about it, then we watched it. I watched it again, beginning to end, like, with them.
But I think that I figured things more and liked it more than Vivi. Vivi was just napping all throughout it, and I was more into it, and she absolutely was not.
I got the point. I just knocked out. Sorry.
We also watched Hereditary, and I liked it. Did you guys like it?
It was okay. I liked it. I'd like to shout that out, too, by the way.
Also, the movie Bird Box, I just finished watching it. It was okay. I liked it, too.
Yes.
Oh, something we gotta talk about is Bandersnatcher.
Bandersnatch. But Black Mirror. I watched it, too. It took me, like, the first time me and Vivi watched it. No, Bandersnatch is a Black Mirror episode movie. So we watched it, me and Vivi, and it was good. Like, I think it took us like an hour or something because remember, you had to go to church.
Yeah.
And then,
had to.
And then
she has morals.
And then, the next day, I watched it again by myself, and it took me like 3 hours plus because I wanted to do the different endings.
I didn't like it.
So you didn't even watch it.
No, but what I saw, it's just too boring for me. It's not interesting to me.
It was so good because at one point, like that, when they're on the acid trip, they're like, "Oh, you think you have a choice, but you're really going in circles." And that's basically what we were doing.
Yeah, it's a choose your own adventure, which reminded me of books that I used to read.
It's like it's not as interesting as the regular Black Mirror episodes. Like those are great. I didn't like the movie.
No, but this one was so good because it was like. Every time we thought we finished it, we went, okay, this is our ending and we're done. Like, it didn't let us finish, and they wanted us to go through every possible ending because it was like, no, you don't get the control. You're going to go through all of this.
You tell them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I liked it.
Okay, next
Cool.
Next shout out.
Okay, my turn. I think that's it.
All right, I want to give a shout out to, I just had it. American Vandal. American Vandal is really good. Season 2.
I was telling Daisy about that. Go.
And then I want to give a shout out to the A1A Explorers. I'm just changing it up, doing a new thing. Just shout out to myself.
I'll link it to the
podcast. Subscribe, comment down below.
If you're listening, comment Skinny Legend under Hector's video. Just so to know you listen to the podcast.
Spam his YouTube videos.
Okay.
Cool. and then what else did I want? Oh, and then podcasts. I've been getting really into, I've been watching, listening to podcasts. I mean, this one. But Conan O'Brien.
He has a podcast?
Hell yeah, he has a podcast. Yeah. He needs a friend. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh, that's funny.
That's about it. Shout out to, I don't know, Vince McMahon. Good for you. Switching things up in Monday Night Raw. Let's see how that goes. Am I right, guys?
Sure.
We're a bunch of rawheads.
My turn.
Okay.
So I agree with a lot of what Duta said, except for the Black Mirror one. But one that I do like to...
Damn, relax.
Like, sorry, it's because I had to talk louder. Like, add in is a show on Netflix named One Day at a Time. And it goes like... it's called One Day at a Time. And season 2's on there. I'm on season 2, episode 2, and can't wait for season 3, and that's my shout out for today.
Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to Cars 3. It's really good. Okay. Shout out to Doc. R.I.P.
Okay, I'm going to give a shout out. These are old shows, but I'm rewatching them because I always rewatch. Yeah. Rick and Morty, Atlanta.
Atlanta season 2 is on Hulu now.
Oh,
you guys.
Thank God.
It is. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw that last night because last night I was in bed and
we
I was like,
"We need to go get the lemon pepper wedge."
Oh my gosh, shut the hell up!
Just stop. Say that.
But I'm down. Honestly, I am down. I thought about
it. Let's go. Okay.
But let me tell you this right now. Last night I was on Netflix and Hulu. I'm like, it's gonna be a couple of dead months because Gotham's coming back. I think tomorrow
or
today.
Care about that,
last season Gotham. Shout out to you. And then basically, the last night I was looking at like things to add on my queue, and then I'm like, I wonder if Atlanta's on Hulu yet. And it is.
Because I was so disappointed because usually Hulu does like the episode the next night after the night it premieres, but they made us wait for season two, and so I was watching it.
No, not on FX shows. On FX shows is different.
I was watching it illegally online.
Phoebe, now you're going to jail.
It's okay.
She has no morals.
No morals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad it's on. So I'm going to be watching that. And my last channel for like TV and film stuff, Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. We all went to go see it.
I liked it.
Me too. It's really good.
Me too.
I loved it. It's just the animation. I'm not going to get into it because then they're going to clown me about it. But
Aquaman. Aquaman's really good too.
We have to go see that movie too. Tomorrow. You're leaving tomorrow.
But go right now.
I didn't like. I thought you didn't like movies about water.
I don't.
She watched Waterworld.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did it. Oh, no, never
mind. I watched it at Universal Studios. Ride. I'm gonna have to ride.
That was more scary because the water was there.
Shout out to Jurassic Park: The Ride. I know they closed it down, but I hope they don't change.
They're
the
not
drop.
Gonna. It's they're the not. Best. They did close it down, but they're gonna make it instead of Jurassic Park. It's gonna be Jurassic World.
I like that it's park. It's a classic. I love that movie. Just keep it. Whatever. But Spider-Verse. And then that reference to Michael O'Hara, Mexican Spider-Man. He's also Irish, but we ignore that.
But yeah, we ignore that.
It's just basically him being half white. Like, but just all those different kinds of Spider-Man. I'm glad. What's his face? Miles Morales,
the
second love Spider-Man after Peter Parker, finally got a platform.
Okay, thank you.
For music, I started listening more to Ice Cube recently.
Watch out.
And then Chance the Rapper, as always, Donald Glover.
Shout out to Creed 2.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Charmed, the one on CW. Yes. It's really good.
Shout out to
you guys have to give it a chance, please.
It's your fault. It's going to get canceled.
No, don't let it get canceled.
Please. Just go watch it.
Jesus Christ.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Is that loud
enough
for you?
Yeah. Okay, so that's it.
Oh, and shout out to Asuka. She won the women's championship for SmackDown.
Is that the one that looks like the puta?
Yeah.
Oh.
Show me.
I'll show you after.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. But shout out to the man, Becky Lynch. Shout out Fairy, okay, too.
Okay, so the next movie that, like I said, we're gonna do is Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
So you'll hear us next time. Bye.
Bye.
Deuces. You're not gonna hear Vivi because she's probably not gonna be here. Bye.
Okay, then bye.
Podcast, bye.
Bye.